All right, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. You're listening to the Numbers 96.7 FM. It's a pleasure. I'm always saying it's a pleasure. Let me call it something else. Because we had a really, really dope conversation before this even started.
A joy?
Ooh! It's a joy.
An honor?
It's definitely an honor.
No.
It's definitely an honor, but I do like a joy. It's a joy to have you here at the station.
Oh, it's a joy to be here.
This is my first interview in person in our new location here at the Portland Art Museum.
Wow.
Yeah. We're in so our production suite.
I'm popping your location cherry.
You are.
Okay.
You are. Understand that. Kenya, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
So great to have you. Shout out to my new friend, David.
Yes.
For making this happen. Really looking forward to seeing your performance this weekend.
Excited to do it.
For anyone.
I've always wanted to perform in a museum.
Did you?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. I did do one. I did do a performance in a museum in college.
Okay.
But not my own music.
Got you. Okay. All right.
And it was a collective lineup. So to be featured in a museum is really cool.
Well, I will say this. Your performance will be the first in our new series of jazz performances here.
Cool.
At the museum. Going to do a whole situation. All pop-up performances. So anyone listening to this, join us. This Saturday at the Portland Art Museum, this Saturday afternoon.
2 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. So what led you to this place? Not necessarily Portland. What led you to the world of jazz?
Oh, man. I fell in love with jazz definitely in high school.
Okay.
I've been introduced to it before then. I had, you know, growing up listening to Billie Holiday, my mom was really into the Lady Sings the Blues film and had that soundtrack. And my dad, he wasn't around, but he was like he's an avid jazz enthusiast. I feel like I kind of inherited it.
Gotcha.
And so, and I had a few music teachers. It was like around a few music teachers who introduced it to me in like middle school and everything. In a more, you know, formal educational way.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I went to high school, we are in our music department, our music program, because I was a music major at the Chicago Academy for the Arts, Performing Arts High School. We had to do classical and we also had jazz curriculum.
Interesting.
So that was like what we were doing on a daily basis. And I really fell in love with it by really just being immersed in it as a part of my kind of daily education in high school.
Talk to me more about that love affair, because I feel like, you know, as you grow up, as we all grow up, you're introduced and you come across a bunch of different genres of music,
sure.
Right? But there's something about jazz specifically that stuck with you, that hooked you.
I think it's just in my DNA, you know? I mean, it's in our DNA in terms of, like, the cultural bedrock of American music. I mean, it's in everything. And so there's something so grounding and authentic and nourishing about, you know, going to the source. And my music, you know, is very eclectic, and there's fusion of soul and hip hop and world music and even classical and all different kinds of sounds. But that jazz bedrock, that jazz foundation, I think is very crucial, and it's apparent, you know. I've no matter what I'm doing or what I'm exploring genre wise, I think it's in the essence of my sound.
Interesting. So you do play, you are a musician, you do play instruments.
Yes, I play piano. Okay. As well.
As you were coming up and exploring different genres of music, and what were some of the other instruments that you may have dabbled in, and how did you settle on piano?
Oh, well, piano kind of chose me, you know. I mean, music in general, but piano maybe came the most natural to me out of everything. Even more than singing, I'd say. It just made sense. I don't know. I can't really describe it any better than that.
Okay. Okay.
And I started by teaching myself classical pieces by ear as a small child.
Wow.
Like Beethoven and Mozart. And I also had this little, you know, Casio. And, you know, they come with those little digital screens.
Yeah.
And it would show the hand positions.
Right.
And so at like eight, I would figure out the fingering by just looking at the little digital screen. I just had a real propensity toward it, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
And your first performance is what at what age?
Oh, God. Man, when you've lived your whole life on stage, how do you even... I must have been 10?
Okay.
Nine, maybe? First performance... like first significant performance. You know what? What I would really classify as my first real performance was when I did I did like the big solo in the Christmas show.
There it is.
In there it is.
And it was at that moment.
Because I was featured and okay. I sang Whitney Houston's One Wish. It's this like little obscure Christmas song she did. And you know, she's got the big high note in the bridge. Na, 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 you know, and I like sang the high note and everybody went crazy. And that was like, okay, I got it. I guess I'm going to do this forever.
Like, I like this. yes, please. More roses. I like this. You in the front. Why have you stopped clapping? Keep going.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I think I was 11 or 12 when that happened. So,
oh,
yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So you caught the bug, not just the music bug, not just the jazz bug, the performance bug.
Yes, definitely.
Wow. That early.
Yeah.
Where are some of the places that this obsession, this love for jazz and musicianship has taken you?
I mean, at this point around the world, you know, I've been able to collaborate with a lot of great people, which has, you know, taken me on a couple tours that, you know, have exposed me to a lot of different cultures and places. I've gotten to go to Europe several times. I've been all over America. I even did a show in the Middle East once.
Oh, word.
And, yeah, and I just hope it continues to grow. Actually, I was supposed to go on a world tour with, miss you, love you, Haley Williams from Paramore.
Yeah.
So she released her first debut album, like solo album, last year. And we were all geared up to go on this, like, full-fledged world tour, like, basically every continent. And, you know, then COVID happened.
And then COVID happened.
But as things are starting to open up, like hopefully get back out on the road. That's why I was so geeked to even just come here.
Right.
Our new mutual friend.
Yeah.
David, when I was talking to him about it, he was like, "Well, what do you have in mind? Are you looking for a certain amount of money? Are you looking for?" I was like, "Man, I just want to sing." Like.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
I just want to perform. Like, I've done, you know, very few performances in the past year and a half. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. You miss the stage. You miss the stage. You miss interacting with the people.
Exactly.
You miss that exchange of energy.
Mm-hmm.
From the DJ booth, I can completely relate.
Mm-hmm.
I did come out and do a couple of gigs. Wore a mask. Definitely more comfortable with the outdoor gigs.
Sure, same.
Right now. But then Delta hit.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to take it on back to the live stream. I'm going to take it on back.
I did a show right at the height of Delta.
Ooh.
I honestly, this past year, I pulled off what I would classify as the biggest show of my career.
Mm. Do tell.
So it was the day after Lollapalooza, which I was so disappointed in the city of Chicago for doing that.
Yeah. That was scary.
I was so disappointed.
Y'all are wilding right
so
now.
So I got COVID. We talked about this. I got COVID right after that. Right, like, I mean, the day after the show. I was prepared, though. I was like, oh, no, we're going to get it. Half the band got it. I
love that you went in with that sense of reality, like, oh no, this is the COVID net. We're going, we all get
it. I'm like, oh, Lollapalooza? Yeah, we're all gonna get it.
Yeah, science and math says we're catching it. Okay.
So yeah, I was just very prepared. But the show, God, we did this show. It was in partnership with this wonderful event. Party organization called Slow Mo, and the concept of the show was called Divas Through the Decades. And so we did 50 years of like the divas, like all the divas. Whoa. Especially those who were like, you know, real pillars of the queer community, because Slow Mo is like a queer centric party.
Okay.
And so we did it on the Millennium Park stage, which is this huge venue in Chicago. It's in Millennium Park. It has the capacity of like 10,000 people. So this was the first big like city, city official event in over a year. And I performed on that stage before, but definitely never, never to this extent, because I was the musical director for this show.
Whoa.
So I was in charge of 17 musicians, and we did 37 songs.
Ma'am. I have produced and promoted shows and done state by choice in charge of 17 musicians.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something. Okay. And we put it together. So 50 years of music, 37 songs, you know, a lot of mashups and medleys.
Yeah.
All the disco, funk, house, pop, like just everything. And we put it together in 3 weeks.
Nope. And we're going to close the interview out because I don't appreciate being lied to. Now you.
And what? We never in my entire life of performing, what did I say, since I was 11, 12?
Right.
I don't even know. Maybe I'm at 1,000 performances in my lifetime at this point. I've never done a show where we did not run the entire set once. We never got a chance to run the entire set.
Congratulations.
The first time running the show back or front to back
was the performance. Congratulations. That is an amazing feat. That was high wire tight rope walking. Wow.
That's why I wasn't even sure I had COVID immediately after. I was like, I could just be exhausted because how did I just pull that off?
Easily. No, that is huge. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is nothing to you know, downplay at all. And I know how it is when this is what you do, right? It's very easy to downplay the accomplishments. We did this thing and it was cool and no one got hurt, so it was great.
And I felt so like out of whack though, because I was out of it was my first performance since like March of 2020, and this was just this past August. So I, you know, going in that room with that amount of people, I'm, you know, the first few rehearsals, I was like, oh God, arrange all of this and explain all of this? But I got into the groove quickly, and I did some things I had never done before, because since we wanted it to be, or I wanted it to be, as authentic to those songs and those styles as possible, I ended up spending a lot of time like programming synths.
Synth
sounds.
With the sounds.
To like get the especially for like the 80s and the 90s, that stuff. You had to. And I was able to have an actual DX7 from the 80s. A friend happened to buy it.
What?
He bought it because I put him onto the Rhythm Nation album. He had never listened to it. I was like, oh man, that's a masterpiece.
What?
Just go listen to that from front to back. And he literally bought the Yamaha DX7 after listening to it.
That's amazing.
And he was like, oh, you can borrow this. I wouldn't even own this if it weren't for you.
Man. Okay. So we've talked about, you know, some of the touring you've done. Let's let the people know, what exactly is it you're working on right now? What exactly it is that you're working on right now?
Oh, that I'm
single just dropped.
Oh yeah, well I put out a single. Actually, I haven't released a single in a bit in a couple years, but I am planning on working on, in the process of,
here we go,
you know, making, recording, producing my first full album.
Nice.
My first full length album. And it's been in the work for years. It's been in the works for years. It's really, I mean, it's autobiographical, which I think is why it's been difficult to just put it out and blah, blah. Yeah. You know, because it's like, I want this to be perfect, you know. I mean, obviously there is no real perfection when it comes to music. That's a part of the chase. You're constantly chasing that perfection.
A lot of art works that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I want it to be as authentic and as a genuine of an embodiment of myself, my sound, my story, my thoughts, my inner world as possible.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely understand that pursuit of perfection, especially something when we're talking about it's autobiographical, when you're telling your story, because your story is still being created. You're like,
that too.
I don't want to disclude this part. I have to, like, I got to make sure but you're constantly, we got to break it into chapters.
Right.
We got to break it into chapters.
It's difficult too when, you know, sometimes some of these songs, I'm like, I don't even resonate with this anymore. I'm not here anymore.
Mm.
And it could be so easy to be like, ah, I'm not going to put it on there. But it's like, it did resonate at one point. Yep. Like, this is a part of where I was when I made this, you know?
How would you describe your sound to someone that's never heard you before?
The number one word would be eclectic.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, that jazz foundation is always going to be there. But I'm a child of the 90s and early 1000s. So I grew up listening to a lot of R&B, hip hop. Especially, you know, when producers were producers, you know, like Timbaland and Dark Child, and like, you know, that sound, that kind of stuff. So you'll hear a lot of that in the project as well. I am rapping on the project.
Nice.
I'm singing, I'm playing all the keys. I'm doing a good amount of the production. I've written all the songs. So it's really the essence of me, but you'll hear my classical background in it too. You'll hear that I listen to music of the world.
Right.
I'm not someone who, you know, will say like, oh, I listen to all kinds of music and then only
really don't.
Only list American types of music. Like, what?
I listen to all kinds of East Coast music.
So. Right. No, I listen to music of the world, and so it's not eclectic in a contrived way.
Okay.
Or at least I don't think so. It's not like, oh, let's try to make this sound different.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's coming out of me the way it's coming out because of what my experience is and what I've been exposed to, you know, what that is.
This sounds like eclectic and reflective.
Ooh.
Bars. I try sometimes. Sometimes. We in the booth.
Reflectic?
So. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay. I need to see that in the liner notes.
All right.
Reflectic? We're done. Thank you.
A bar. A bar. Just a singular word.
That's it.
For a bar.
Full bar.
Reflectic.
Full bar. And that's it. Let the beat ride out. That's it. I am so looking forward to this weekend. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to knock out some drops because I want to get a playlist in rotation from you too.
Okay.
We have this thing called the community playlist.
Okay.
Where we get 7 to 9 songs.
Okay.
From someone that, songs that, you know, inspire them, motivate them, get them going. And then they record a drop and then we create a playlist out of it and we put it in rotation.
Okay.
It's an opportunity for the community to hear
themselves.
I'm gonna
put together some songs that are, you know,
it's gonna write down
my favorites.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the people wanted to catch up with you, for anyone that hears this after the performance, and they want to find out more, and they want to get involved, and they want to support, what's the best thing for them to do?
I am a Kenya. That's like the country Kenya with an A in front of it. A Kenya music. One word, on all social media. My website is the same, akenyamusic.com. So, you know, I post, I promote when I'm doing stuff. And certainly as I start to roll out this album, that'll be up there. So,
nice.
Yeah, and you can also see previous things I've done. So yeah, please follow, share if you're liking what you see, hear, and if you aren't able to make it this Saturday, which I hope you are, hope to see you at future shows.
Perfect. We're going to stay in contact.
Yeah, man.
You know, as you're dropping new music, we just need to store it in rotation.
Okay. I'm with that.
Go time. All right. We will see you guys this Saturday. Make sure you swing through and listen out for Kenya's playlist. All right. Thank you.
Trying to